So we're reading from Kabbalah for the Student. We're on page 92, Peace, Article of the Peace, title, The Well-Being of a Certain Collective and the Well-Being of the Whole World. So Article Peace in the World, page 92. The well-being of a certain collective and the well-being of the whole world. Do not be surprised before we look. Okay, first of all, we have to, before we examine the correction of evil in the human species, we must first determine the value of those abstract terms, good and bad. When we define an act or an attribute as good or bad, we should clarify whom that attribute or act benefits. So we're starting on page 86. Page 86, good and bad are evaluated by the actions of the individual towards society. To understand that, we must thoroughly know the proportional value between the individual and the collective. Between the individual and the collective, that the individual lives in and nourishes from in both matter and in spirit. Reality shows us that there is no right to exist for an isolated individual without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide for his needs. Hence, a person is born to lead a social life to begin with. And each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. And this single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but contains within the motion, but continues within the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general role. And if there is some breakdown in the wheel, the breakdown is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine. And in our subject, the benefit of each and every person within his collective is evaluated not according to his own goodness, but according to his service to the public, and vice versa. We appreciate the attribute of evil of each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general and not by one's own individual value.
Question so far? Yes, Niamh?
What does it mean that it is evaluated according to his role and what he does in the machine, and if there's some kind of a breakdown, it's not...
Well, let's say you got corrupted like a bolt in an engine. So the bolt is broken, right? And what about the engine? The engine, too, has become broken. What about the machine also? And what about people also? And maybe also cars and the passengers as well because of the small bolt. I once gave an example. I don't remember. I really don't remember things. That once in a certain battle in England, the king lost. You remember, I told this, I just don't remember who it was talking about. The king lost the battle because, how do you call the shoe off of his horse came off and he started to limp somewhat on one of the legs, and then it messed a little bit, and they didn't understand what was going on with the king, and in short, it basically they lost the battle. And what happened? One nail came out of its place. Thousands of people were killed, great losses, and so forth. You see? Because of one nail. Well, so you're asking, what is it here to ask? Yes?
The question here is, what is the cause and what is the consequence?
The reason is the nail that is missing inside the shoe of the horse. What's the consequence of this? Thousands of killed?
No, but...
So how do we now examine this nail? How much is the nail worth? For all those that were damaged, how much they're worth? That's how much this nail is worth. Because he's the reason for them. This is why we have one Nivnavon, but he's worthwhile for the whole world. Because without him, the whole world will not reach the final correction and everyone suffers. Or, on the contrary, if you complete everyone, then we're all we're done, just so you know. But if you complete yourself, we're all in the final correction. So it comes out that you are really valuable to us, like the final correction, because it depends on you. So each is worth for the degree of a whole world, either for benefit or for loss. Yes, Nani?
We talked about this, that the next degree that we must come to is that we have to unite, and I feel that this is the verse.
It's simple. Bala Salam says it nice, and you know, almost 100 years ago, he just writes it, and that's it.
I simply remember the very first time that I stumbled upon it, you know, in my mind. It seems very rational, but the feeling, to perceive it, to feel it, it takes so long. Today, I can't say that I feel. How do you do it?
Until the feelings join the mind, it takes time, because the feelings are already the vessels. The reforming light has to influence the emotions in order to direct it together with the mind, and so they'll be able to work together. And that takes time. Yes, Gilad.
Bala Sulam says here that man to begin with was born to live a social life, and he mentions it in other places. What is the root?
There's only one soul root.
Yeah, but I feel from the point of view of the work, there's something very essential here. That is the point.
None of the creatures was created in order to be connected with others in complete consciousness and awareness from all of creation, inanimate, vegetative, animal, and man, only man, only human. And therefore he is in charge of everyone and must attain everything. And none of them is there a deficiency that is in him in order to be dependent on them, responsible for them, and within the connection with everyone to reveal the maker. There are no such reshimot in any of the other creatures, in inanimate, vegetative, and animal, only in the degree of man. And the degree of man is divided into those that have an inclination for this, for Yashar Kel, Israel, and those that don't have an inclination for this, which are called the nations of the world. And then, in the common work between them, those helping those and those helping those, the nations of the world press Israel a little bit, and then Israel itself needs to rise and attain the Creator, and on its own it has no desire for this. Rather, with the help of the nations of the world, as it's written, Pharaoh will get the nation of Israel closer to our Father in heaven, and through this hatred we can get closer to our work. We have no deficiency for this, because from the beginning our desires and neshamot come from the degree of Chafetz Chesed. And then, with the help of the nations of the world, we get closer to our work. We execute our work. Through us, the upper light comes to them, and they join us at once. Through their pressures, we do the corrections gradually. And when we finish them, This is Galgal Ta'inayim that is ready for the correction of the Achap, and then this Achap begins to work with us together, begins to rise with us. When we correct only the Galgal Ta'inayim through the pressure of the nations of the world, we're correcting ourselves on a plane. Because Galgal Ta'inayim is chasadim. When we finish these corrections, then the nations of the world take us on their shoulders, meaning on the face of their coarseness, which is very good, great. We are going to raise the Galgal Ta'inayim and make it even bigger in order to serve the Achap, so there will be 10 whole sefirot. This is called that they raise us to the degree of the Holy Temple. They are giving the matter for the home, and we're giving the force for divinity. And then you have the Holy Temple, one completing each other. Yes.
What does this exactly mean, that man is a social creature? What's this condition?
A social creature, he's dependent on everyone, and everyone's dependent on him. But it's discovered slowly, and the whole history of humanity is a revelation that humans are social creatures. From the time that he came down from the trees, he became a social creature within his family and the tribe and the village, and then more and more as a social creature. And why? Look how history developed. On one hand, the ego develops, which separates him from others, and then he has a home of his own, and a field of his own, and something else of his own, and a few horses and camels and other things of his own, and sheep of his own. That's on one hand. On the other hand, he's more dependent on others. He's a carpenter, and he's a blacksmith, and let's say I'm a farmer. So already he's dependent on others and in a more human way. In give and take, even though he doesn't want to give, he only wants to take. And then, actually, the cogwheels begin to turn. Although no one wants to turn according to the other, but we have no choice. And as much as he goes and advances this whole thing, this whole social matter, he develops in these two, more dependency and the ego, the more rejection, and then he starts to close themselves within the cities, behind the walls, within the countries, behind boundaries and borders, and so forth, until we come from a lack of choice to the very big ego, and we're all dependent on each other. And this is what's being revealed in our days. And in these two lines, we came to it from the moment that we came down from the trees. And now we have no choice. We're dependent on each other completely and hate each other completely. Truly. It hasn't been revealed in a real way. Not this and not that. But to reveal this, we need. And it's actually already being revealed by the upper light, by the reforming light. As much as we will rise towards it, meaning to start to connect between us, to try and unite between us. If we connect a little bit, then from us connecting, let's say we now start an act of connection in humanity. What will come out from that? We will have a little bit of an act of connection. We attain something good in this, and we see how much we're not in this, and how much bad we've got. Because good and bad are measured towards each other, and then each time we start revealing more and more the evil. And that is the final frontier, the final war.
So this gap, the difference between these two states is the churn of the cogwheels, and not like we tend to think about it differently, that Lishma, you know, it's the state where the machine is stuck, the wheels are stuck, each cogwheel doesn't let the others move, and everything's stuck. Now, from your explanation, it's like the revelation of the gap between me and the system, that is the what reveals the machine.
No. Let's say it this way. The machine itself is operating. It's functioning. We'll go to the next step, the advancer. Let's say the next degree of scrutiny here. Let's say you have let's go to the second degree. To another dimension. The machine is functioning. And the wheels are turning. And everything's turning. Now the question, are you agreeing its actions with its actions to the point in which it's revealed to you? This is what we're talking about. I'm sorry that I'm confusing you, because it's worthwhile to rise to a level that, let's say, a little bit more mature. What does it mean? It means that... No, it's not worthwhile. Read it in before and after I have... I said enough. Yes.
When I want to examine my attitude toward the group and the world eventually, and the depth of the scrutiny, there is a difference. They also have points in the heart that did not awaken yet, but eventually in my attitude towards them, do I have to have a difference, or should the attitude be equal?
Guys, let's go back to the simple work here and not try to... let's take it like Baal HaSulam tells us, that the picture is quite clear, and let's continue onwards. Let's flow together with him. And also not let Oren ask. Read.
86. These things are crystal clear, both from the perspective of the truth in them and from the perspective of good in them. This is because what is found in the collective is only what is found in the individual. And the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual. Who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and who benefits the collective takes his share in the benefit. Since individuals are part of the whole, and the whole is not worth in any way more than the sum of its individuals.
This means we have to accept these things as existing. And the fact that we reveal or don't reveal this depends on the development of man. But we exist in a machine in which every single one is turning in accordance to others, whether he likes it or not. It's happening. Whether he asks, he doesn't have to ask. It's happening, and the machine's working, and it's turning. This is what he's trying to say. That's it. As much as you feel yourself free, that's just because you're disconnected from reality. You don't understand how you're being turned, and to the degree in which it is desired to show you that you need to understand how you're being turning and understanding it and awareness, and you're not turning, then you feel bad. Is it clear or not? No. There's a machine, okay? It's working with its cogwheels. They're all turning. Yes? They're all turning and turning in the ideal way they should. There's a certain small motor here. Yes, an engine or a motor. that turns everyone. Just like that, it turns everyone. I don't know what's happening. They're all turning. They're all turning. 100% they're turning. No. Each and every one is given, each of these cogwheels is given the understanding that some part of its work that it needs a part of its work to turn, not in an instinctive way, rather from his desire. From connection with others, from responsibility towards others, from love towards others, from feeling how much they are dependent upon him. And he has against them, with that, he has against them the opposite. In this red, what is revealed is the evil force and the good force. He knows that he has to do good things, but he is incapable of doing anything with himself. He wants to do bad things. And then he has, between this and that, this delta, this is the choice. You're turning. The engine's working. You're turning. Everything is going back to its source. Anyhow, you're going to work and so forth. We're all workers of the Creator. There's nothing here. But towards you, what is being revealed, towards you it's being revealed. If you want to reveal it, if you're doing actions, special actions, Moshe, are you listening? Yes? You're sitting there in Nirvana. Okay. So, you discover all of a sudden the reality, which is towards you being revealed in two manners. I'm talking about the points of the heart, not towards the 99%, yes? You have an opportunity to be included in it and understand and reveal the engine and the creator, the essence of creation, this whole system. But under the condition that you are in it in a process, in that same going, in that same walking, that with in participation in the engine, you start believing, understanding what it is and what it's there for. So you're here between this and that. On one hand, the ego is pulling and saying, "Why do you need this? Whatever you have, and whatever will be, will be." On the other hand, the attraction exists. But you need to exchange the mover so that instead of you receiving awakening from the attraction, the desire to discover, that you will start advancing truly in inclusion with the engine and doing everything. You can only do it under the condition that you are included in this engine in order to help others. Not because you want to understand and you want to feel and you want to participate, rather in order to participate with your strength, with your force, for the help of the engine, for the help of others. You need to change the reason why you're participating. You're being awakened through the sufferings, and you need to exchange these sufferings to the sufferings of love. And the engine is working normally. You're still on that same cogwheel, on that same upper world, it's called. The same plane, where there are same decisions. you know, our calculations. Is our world, it's changing, it's turning the same way, yes.
With respect to points in the heart, it's more or less clear. But when we're talking with respect to the outside world, there is a ladder of, there is a scale of values that he defines very clearly. You're beneficial to society, good. You're not beneficial, you're diversely against society, and that's bad. Today the culture is altogether different.
There's a purpose. Why? Don't cry. The culture is like this, and especially like that. That's why we're in the lowest point of our development and are truly destined to rise. Why are you looking at it as bad? I'm looking at it as something good. That at last the break is complete. Well?
So can we explain it that way?
There's nothing more to be shattered. Everything is shattered, and this shattering has been revealed, is being revealed to everyone. This is already coming to the situations in which each person in the world is starting to feel in his bones that the world is broken. From the tycoons until the housewife and the street sweeper and everyone. Everyone is feeling that the world is broken. The whole spread from above below has ended. What could be better? Yes?
So is there a place to explain that the good is how beneficial am I and...
Now it is revealed. So what are we doing with this broken society? Meaning it is being revealed to us in the smallest way that on one hand we are like cogwheels in one system. This is really scary to feel myself in the same machine with all those Ahmadinejads and Hitlers and all those and kind of people. What do I need this for? But this is how I am with them together, and how I discover these forces that are supposedly negative, they're not negative, they're necessary for my development and for the development of the world, because otherwise there won't be pressure. And then I open the whole system. What does it mean? I mean, there's no happier state. And also, we need to come to a little bit of an understanding of the machine to try and do in it certain steps to see that we're not succeeding and to scream, to cry out. And this is the one action that we can do, being to discover the deficiency, that brings us the reforming life. There's no happier state in one's life than the moment that he feels that you understand, you remember it, right?
He says here that if there will be some breakdown in the specific wheel, it's not with respect to the wheel itself, but it's with respect to the general harm it brings the entire machine. So could there be two completely identical particles outside of the system, but within the system, one can destroy everything, and another one is irrelevant if it breaks down?
One that changes the other?
No, I mean, like, if there are two pieces that outside of the machine, they seem to be completely identical, I don't know how to discern them. But inside the machine, if one breaks down, it destroys everything, like that nail in the horse's shoe, and the other can break down and no one will notice. For us, it's very important to find out as a society what are the critical cogwheels, even though I don't know how to discern between them.
I'll tell you who's critical. I. All the rest are corrected. 100%. Only me. I have no problem here to to think of something? This is how you grasp the right picture. If we're saying that the system is anyhow moving, and everything's in it already, and it's progressing in the right direction, then whoever blames does it in his own flaw. If I feel it that it's broken, I feel it. What is it that I see? You understand what I see? It's not that I see on TV. To see it's in inner sight with all my ability. It's not enough. My salary and my bank, I don't already know what an overdraft I'm in. And every place that I go to, and my health and my relationships with this and these and those, and corruptions at home and all kinds of places. I feel myself in a broken world. I need to say, all this is because I am not turning properly with the rest of the wheels. It's not Ahmadinejad, and it's not Obama, and it's not some Rothschild, or anyhow, or anyone. It's me alone. It's only me. I don't have what to search. I need to check with the whole machine how I'll come to it, and I'll correct something in his desires and his attributes. Me? Everything is complete and perfect. Yes?
From what you're saying, it sounds like there is no difference. It's like on the sketch where there's no difference between the cogwheels. They're all equal. But he says differently. He says that they're more or less critical.
Because he's writing about the generality of the machine, that each has it of its own.
And no point into getting into this calculation?
You can't enter this calculation. You have no possibility. You don't have the code to enter. Well, Owen.
It thus turns out that the collective and the individual are one and the same, and the individual is not harmed because of his enslavement to the collective, since the freedom of the collective and the freedom of the individual are one and the same too. And as they share the good, they also share the freedom. Thus, good attributes and bad attributes, good deeds and bad deeds, are evaluated only according to their benefit of the public. Of course, the above words apply if all the individuals perform their role toward the public of the fullest and receive no more than they deserve and take no more than their friends share. But if a part of the collective does not behave accordingly, it turns out that not only do they harm the collective, but they're also harmed. We should not discuss further something that is known to all, and the aforesaid is only to show the drawback, the place that needs correction, and that is that each and every individual will understand that his own benefit and the benefit of the collective are one and the same thing, and that the world will come to its full correction.
Yes.
In the subtitle, he says that the good and the bad are appreciated according to how much good or harm and so on they bring, but together, what does it mean?
Well, okay, we agreed that we're not going to go too deep in this, but only as far as our hands can reach. As much as we can see in order to work. Yes.
Simpler question. We said that man is a social creature. What is man's attitude towards the still vegetative inanimate? What is his work toward that?
If a person is with his head above, his eyes up, he gives to his animal as much as it needs, whether it's into food and sex and family and all that it needs. Give it what it needs. Whatever it needs in order to let you be with your head and your heart directed towards the essence of creation. This is what's desirable to be. In such a way you come to rational consumption. Each according to how much he needs. and as much as he loves, according to his attributes, his habits, doesn't matter. Don't do calculation with that. Make a calculation with spirituality. That's it. Because we also see, when we check today, people according to the type of blood they've got, according to all sorts of their main characteristics in their bodies, and they say, according to this person, this is this kind of blood, so this person likes meat and fish and doesn't like vegetables. It's really like that. And this kind of blood is born, or it was born in this month, so he's got an inclination for these and these kinds of foods, or he is more lazy, or he's a little bit more loose with his money, and for each and every one. And leave those things, because he was born that way. He was born that way. He doesn't need to correct those. On the face of all his beastly nature, it means that it belongs to his physical body, his beast. It's just like you have a good cow and a bad cow. There's those with that's their attributes. Those who take care of animals, they can tell, just like with people, even more, all the types and of different animals. And it's true like that. Even with fish, you can see it. Even in plants, you can differentiate everything. This belongs to nature. And therefore, we're talking about consumption that is necessary, that a person consumes this while his head is in the heavens. That's it. What does he need for it? What he needs, leave for him. Only one condition. You're thinking of the goal of creation. And for your body. I say, if you've been given a hose, whatever the body wants, actually, let him take. And you are above. Yes.
And humanity toward the still vegetative inanimate?
It's the same thing. It needs to be the same thing. Slowly we're allowing to. We're going coming down to this. You'll see through the near era, there will be bankruptcies throughout the whole world. And simply, if we don't start to work in, how should I say, with our entrance in a cognitive way and an aware, with an awareness, with the right regulation, then there will be lots of factories and businesses that are creating things that are not necessary, for our existence. There will be no bankruptcy. We need things at home. We need homes. We need things that are at home. All things. We need things in all kinds of things. But things that are not, that we develop them from an excess for to be rewarded for it, to make money. Even in medicine, do you know how many medicines there are? 50% of them are harmful. 70% of them are not even beneficial. But they were developed in order to make money, in order to earn. And it's the same thing with everything. So these things will disappear from the world. Onwards. What? Yes. 1 second. He found something.
Bala Sulam in the article Mitzvah Echad, he says, the only mitzvah that will bring you to Lishma for sure will be not to work for your own needs, but for your basic needs. And in the rest of the time, a person will work in favor of the public in order to help others and anyone who is needy. And in the Nation article or newspaper, he says that the law of egoism has to be kept, but only to the extent to which it has to do with the minimum sustenance, existence, and then all the rest, you shall give it up in favor of others.
Yes. This will happen either when we come to this with mutual work, with mutual support, with receiving from above the reforming light, or you will receive blows, great sufferings, which on one hand will wipe off from us with force all those
surpluses, and will make us be satisfied with less. And then if I look at the heavens, then it's enough for me. It depends on how I relate to life, my attitude towards life is, yes.
A question from the text. He says that the individual, the freedom of the individual and the freedom of society are one the same. And the same way they divide the good between them, also do they divide the freedom. What does he mean? What freedom?
Freedom to turn around with everyone in agreement for what all the rest of the wheels, meaning the society, sees.
And what right. is the freedom then?
My freedom is that when my ego is being discovered as opposite, I've done corrections, and now I'm working with the public for its benefit. This is where my freedom is, that I feel myself free. That I rised above my ego, then I'm free. This is called freedom. Freedom from the angel of death, above the angel of death. Yes? Yes.
One paragraph before what Yaniv C. Said, he writes, he who does good receives the good, and so on. And the collective has no greater value than the sum of the individuals that are part of it. And Barabash, he gives this example that when you make a salad is more than the total sum of the individuals. And we also know that my connection, I as an individual am worthless. My connection with others, that's what's important. So why this addition?
No, he wants to say that in the end, the whole is a sum of the individuals. But when we look at the individuals, we discover this unity, this unit, this addition, this singled out unit. As long as they unite. Now we're still talking about the sum of the individuals, not yet one.
So this is before the...
Yes, before unity. He will find something in a moment. More?
What you're describing here is when a person starts feeling attraction towards spirituality, then his corporeal desires decrease or disappear, kind of. So the question is, suppose that if I identify in myself different desires, like, I don't know, I like ice cream. Sometimes I do feel that it stands in the way of spirituality, that, you know, that maybe to decrease these desires could be good. So what comes first, or a person that smokes, suppose?
I saw, according to Rabash, he used to smoke 2 packets of Nelson cigarettes a day. He used to eat 1 to 2 packets of chocolate a week. He used to be precise. It's a person who went through a huge depression and lived in great restrictions throughout his life. He truly suffered from starvation. But I saw that when he had the opportunity, he would use good things. Meat, fish, all the foods. He needed it. He had a body like a physical laborer. He was very heavy, very solid. I don't understand. I understand you. I also ask myself, as if you know, a spiritual person needs to be, you know, light and you know, skinny and tall, and someone who's very, you know, that you almost don't see. Here, you see, you're standing in front of you. He'll tell you what it is. You know, what is spirituality? Yeah, but we saw that not at all. I saw. Small, you know, 5'4", you know, solid, very wide, very strong. We went to the doctor. What did the doctor say? Well, blow up my the machine to see how much you have in your lungs. He did 2.5 times as I did. I'm telling you seriously. And anyhow, I was running and I used to, you know, and in good shape. And he had lungs and he wouldn't give up on not on rest whenever it needed. And not on food. Give the body what it needs. But things, meaning rational things. You have the ability now for 5 minutes sleep. Sleep. Because we especially like to burn time. And not the other way around. The moment we have an opportunity, I sleep. And then in 5 minutes, I wake up and I start again. And the same thing with food. You have the opportunity, take more. That's it. And Prince Smokey, he wouldn't look at it. He never looked at that. Only the last half a year, the half 6 months, when he had a little bit of murmurs and there were things on the doubts about his heart, then he... And I pressed on him to stop smoking. Yes.
Okay, let's nonetheless take smoking as an example. We say that we should protect our body, our animalistic body, and that's harmful smoking.
I don't know. He didn't do the calculation like that, whether it's harmful or not. Well, he didn't understand that. Okay? In the spirit, it doesn't say that smoking is bad. It's balance, not smoking. Two close words in Hebrew. Okay, friends. Someone want to ask something about dissemination? I don't remember who wanted. You? Okay.
He says here on the last paragraph that each individual will understand that his well-being and the well-being of society is one and the same. And we, in our message, we don't really say it. He says it very clearly, what you're supposed to give the people. We say, things are going to be together and so on, but you have to pass on to them that your own well-being is the well-being of others. It's a message for dissemination.
Okay, take it as a message for dissemination. As much as people understood it, they understood. Please, there's no problem. Now we're in a big dissemination campaign. I'm especially turning to all those that can participate in this. Let's participate. This is really the first campaign that is really successful here. And let's strengthen it. Also, Amit's clip came out yesterday, and let's hope that we will open with it a few more stages in our development. So join. I'm turning to all our groups in Israel especially, and all to those that are not in groups. Please enter. Where is it? What is it called? Where does it exist? The Arvut page in Facebook, and there do links, likes. Yes? And we'll advance. Meanwhile, we'll stay on this, and we'll continue.
Two announcements. Tomorrow, the lecture will be in Jerusalem. It will be broadcasted on Channel 66. Everyone is invited. Admission is free. And Uniting in the North, from the 20th to the 22nd of September, we're meeting for a men's unity congress in the North, Thursday till Saturday in the north of Israel. For further details, call us, write us. Have a good day and wait, one more thing. By this we conclude. Have a great day and a great night.
Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone.
the deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you.
This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to unite. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be.
Together.